1. Begin transmission.
Me gustan todas. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that generally means that we're out looking for marmots once again. Where are we today? We're at Herrenhaven. Haven't been here in a couple days. We might as well see what's going on. As I take off my sunglasses and put on my regular glasses, I walk by the butterfly garden, and there's a guy here fixing the gate. Hooray! The gate to the butterfly garden has been broken for a while, and there's a guy here with an air compressor and some air power tools and who knows what else fixing the gate. Right now I'm walking through the outdoor classroom approaching the bocage because we're looking for marmots. There's a butterfly on one of the benches here. Hi, Mr. Butterfly. He's probably happy that the butterfly garden's getting a new gate too. All right. Where's my mutties? Any mutties back here? Wait, what was that sound? No, it was just a bird flying away. Where? Yeah, okay. Hi, Mr. Birdie. Where's my mutties? I'm looking for bugs flying around. I don't see anything. Okay. Whatever. Oh, where's my mutties? Oh, wait. I better take my camera out of my pocket here. What's that smell? It smells like angel food cake batter. If that's not specific enough for you, I don't know what to tell you. All right, so what is this? I think a deer has been sleeping here, or at least sitting here. There's a bunch of plants and grass all flattened out. Yeah. An animal was sitting here. A big one. Probably that deer we have seen the last couple times we've been here. He's been kind of far away. Haven't really been able to get any good pictures of him. I did get one picture the other day when the deer was at the billabong, but you know, it's just, you can kind of see part of his head, and it's just, other than that, it's just a lot of tall grass and trees, and it's not that interesting of a photograph. As I walk along the path here, I notice that there are small amounts of trimmings laying in the path, as if someone has come through here and trimmed some of the foliage back, because these paths were getting pretty overgrown, as they tend to do at this time of year. Now see here, look at this. What is this all about? Some animal walked through right here. This is an animal path. It's kind of big and wide for an mati, but it does go around the tree, and it goes off into there. Huh. Okay. So I'm seeing signs of animal action without actually seeing the animals themselves. And I hear people. Here are people. And they are walking into the cut, going out to see what's happening. So we are going to continue walking along the path that leads out here to the boardwalk. There's more trimmings on the ground, but still I'm still having to occasionally brush bush branches out of my way and stuff. So yeah, it's kind of been trimmed, just not a lot. I'm looking in the sub pond. I see nothing. I see nothing but duckweed, so I'm going to come right up to the edge here. I don't even see... Oh, there's a frog. Huh. Oh, I heard a little froggy say, "Chip." There's a couple birds making bird noises. Oh, and some... Were those wood ducks? I think those were wood ducks. They must have been hiding back there behind those trees, and they just flew out. They probably got spooked by the sound of my voice. You know how wood ducks are. Ducks are pretty skittish as it is. Wood ducks, doubly so. So let's head out onto the boardwalk. Who's this in the middle of the path? Oh, it's just a birdie. Hi, birdie. Where are you going? He's just running ahead of me. I'm a bird. There's some cotton in the air. So that means cottonwood trees are starting to do their thing. And I'm on the boardwalk. I'm walking out over the water. There's a lot of cotton on the water. The water itself is very still. A mirror-like surface. And the only movement is fish and frog ripples causing the water to do little things. And, oh man, here's a frog in the soup. He's a big'un. He's a thug. But other than this thug frog, there's nothing going on out here. This is kind of weird. But not untypical of late. What the hell's going on? Where are all the dudes? Wow. There's some big old thuggy frogs over here too. Dun dun dun. I see you. You're not tricky. You're not hiding. You're terrible at hiding. There's another frog. These frogs are just sitting here in the Sargasso. And now, I'm all the way at the end of the boardwalk. And as I look out over the entirety of the pond that is Herrenhaven, I see absolutely nothing. This is ridiculous. There's no geysers. There's no ducks. There's no herons. All right, fine. There's just a lot of cottonwood cotton. I can see some little fishies in the water. Hi, fishies. And here's a little pocket in the Sargasso. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fishies. Hi, fishies. So that's nice. So yeah, if we know where all the fishies are, where are the dudes that eat the fish? Where's my snappers? Where's my herons? I don't know what muskrats eat, other than, you know, cattail shoots. Do they eat fishies? I don't know. I sure don't see any scratties around either. It's kind of weird. Why am I not seeing any waterfowl? What was that crazy noise? What was that? I don't know if you heard that, but it was like, chill! Was it a bird? Was it a frog? I do not know. I do not see the source of the sound. And therefore, I'm leaving the boardwalk. Is this going to be a no dudes day? It better not be. Because it seems to me like we've been having too many no dudes days of late. So we gotta go find us some dudes. Alright, I'm back onto the main path here. And I'm... damn it. I think I just ate a bug. I'm walking through clouds of gnats. And they're trying to fly into my nose and into my mouth. And I think one of them might have been successful. So So, you know, that's probably pretty fun for him. Oy. Not quite as fun for me. Over the land bridge we go. There's just nothing going on in the sub pond. I'm gonna turn my head and look into the billabong. There's nothing going on in the billabong. Where's all the dudes? Where's all the geese and all the ducks? I think I can hear a woodpecker some distance off going into some hollow tree. Now I'm walking by the... This is the odoriferous zone. This is the path of perfume. There's also some very large cottonwood trees right through here that are blooming or whatever. Hence all the cotton floating around. Yep, smells perfumey. Now I'm gonna walk into the wall blind, see if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong. And no, there's not anything. Okay. Huh. This is getting weird. Is this gonna be one of those shows? Is there a storm coming? Oh, and look at this. Here's something interesting, but it's not a dude. It's not a dude yet. Growing on this stump that is cut off at ground level, right in the middle of the path. This is one of the trees they cut down to widen the path. We've got some kind of fungus growing on it. It's not a mushroom. And I don't know what it is. Well, I do and I don't, because this is the same place where last year we found one of those bleeding slime molds. Yes. And this is the beginning of it. This is just a little patch of it. It's about 2 centimeters long by 1 centimeter wide. Cool. So that'll turn into some bleeding slime mold pretty soon. And when I say bleeding, you need to understand that there are various funguses that... Did I just say funguses? Yeah, I did. There are various fungi that exude latex compounds. And sometimes these compounds are red. And they kind of look like blood. And it looks like, you know, this slime mold or these mushrooms are bleeding. And they often are referred to as bleeding whatever. And I got a good picture of that stuff bleeding last year. If you really need to see it, let me know. I'll find that photograph. In the meantime, I'm just still walking through the forest. And we've got some other interlopers loping about. Howdy.
Hi.
Yeah. So, I'm almost to the footbridge that overlooks the... turtle reproduction pond. And now I'm standing on said bridge. I was just going to say, there's nothing going on out there, but I do see some water moving. I do see some ripples in the water that seem a little bit big to be frog or fish ripples. And apparently I'm wrong, because there's nothing back there. I'm seeing other frog ripples and fishy ripples, and I'm getting close down to the edge of the water here. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Me gustan todos los hermanos del Heron Haven. I don't speak Spanish, but I can fake it. Yeah, lots of frog action in here. That's it. Where's the ducks? Where's the geese? Where's the herons? Where's the snappers? Where's the other turtles? Where is everybody? Yeah, there's a froggy swimming. Is it going to storm again? Are all the animals hiding because the weather's going to get crazy? Doesn't seem like it. It's a nice clear day. There's a few clouds in the sky. I think this is what weathermen called scattered clouds. But I don't know. I guess it could break off into a storm any time now. This is Nebraska. Alright, so into the big blind we go. And if somebody has been trimming stuff, they didn't bother to trim all the plants in front of the blind, which are blocking my view. Alright, so I'm sticking my head out of the blind. There's nothing in the delta. No animals. There's nobody on Goose Island. There's nobody standing around on the logs. There's no geese or ducks to be spotted anywhere. This is getting pretty damn weird. Where is everybody? ¿Dónde está todos del mi hermanos? Mi hermanitos. Where are all my little brothers? Where are all my little dudes? There's no dudes. Okay, so why are there no dudes? It's a still day. There's no wind. The water is just, you know, glass smooth with the occasional rings or ripples of frogs and fish jumping around doing their thing. There's no weather. I wonder if there's predators about. Huh. You know, I've seen animal behavior when predators have been around, especially earlier in the spring. And, you know, normally you just see all the geese and all the ducks out in the middle of the water. You know, they know a fox is in the vicinity. They don't need to run away. They just need to go to where the fox can't get them, right? Which is out in the middle of the water. So I don't know what's going on. I'm now working my way up the loop path. Oh, and here's a downed limb. It's about 10 centimeters in diameter, and it forks. I can just step over it. It's no biggie. Whoever's been trimming the path obviously didn't make it this far, because this is now so overgrown that I can't walk through this path at all without pushing branches of bushes out of my way with both my shoulders and my legs. Let's see. Why am I even bothering to try to look down into the ravine? I don't know. Can't see anything. Because all the plants are grown up. That's fine. Let's keep going up here. Look at all these branches. It's like the jungle. I gotta duck. I gotta dodge. I gotta... Ow. I gotta get poked in the face by a stick. And now I'm at the top of the hill. Anybody else up here? Anybody who is a dude? Are these nettles? Those are nettles. Let's not touch any of these plants. You know, it's very difficult. Oh, damn it. I think I just brushed up against some nettles. That's not going to be fun later. Oh, yeah. This might be the last time we go through the loop this year, or at least until all these nettles die. Ooh, these are nettles. Dodge, dodge, dodge. Getting away from all the poisonous plants. Don't kill me, plants. Oh. Little bit further to go here. I'm being very careful. Now the path widens out a little bit. And I'm home free. 10 meters to go. Back to the main path. Well, isn't that fun? Not particularly. I don't think we're going to be taking that path for a while now. At least until, you know, like the end of August. when all this stuff stops trying to kill me for the year. Oh boy. So, what to do, what to do? There's no dudes to be seen. There's no dudes anywhere. We did spook those wood ducks earlier. They must be back in one of the hidden ponds, one of the hidden fingers of water that we can't get to. Maybe all the rest of the dudes are out there too. I do not know. As I walk back along the path, being as I don't really have to look for dudes, I am checking all these logs. Checking these logs for exotic and interesting fungi. Because on these logs is where we often find coral mushrooms. And I'm pretty sure we're still a little early for coral. We'll be seeing that in a few weeks, though. Well, you know, if we can find it. It doesn't usually start to show up until... I think the earliest I've ever seen it is about the middle of June. And I can hear a woodpecker somewhere pretty much directly above me. I stop and I look up and I see nothing. Although there are other birds chirping at me. I'm not super clear on what they're saying, but that's okay. I'm not a bird linguist. I'm just a guy. All right, so I'm rounding Frog Harbor here. And yeah, I can see a couple frog eyes looking up out of the water at me, but not like out in the main water where we saw tons of frogs. Okay, need to check these logs too. These logs are looking, wait, what's, no, that's just those seed holes from the hickory tree. They look like tiny little mushrooms, but they're not. Yeah. So mushroom season is pretty much in full effect now. I'm pretty happy about it. And I can't wait for the next time it rains real good. What's that? Oh, what the hell was that? I heard something, I turned, I saw something. And it ran into the bushes. I could not tell what it was, but it looked kind of, I don't know. What the hell was that? And where did it go? I tried to cut it off. It's coming back this way. It won't come back this way. We need to get around over there. Something was drinking water, I think, out of the sub pond. I'm standing on the land bridge right now. And it was large enough to make enough noise walking through the grass that I could hear it clearly. I saw it partially, and I saw part of its body in the sun. It was sort of reddish brown. It could have been a marmot. It could have been a fox. And now I'm double timing it around so I can get to the other side of this area. I'm walking on the same path that leads out to the boardwalk again. There's a little spit of land that, a little peninsula that, that separates the sub pond with the pond I refer to as Frog Harbor. And if that dude came out to the end of this peninsula, which he didn't, I'm not seeing him anywhere. What was that thing? Was it a mutty? It was kind of low, but you know, and marmots are low, and when they run, they stick low to the ground. Not like a fox, which is long-legged and sort of goes interloping. I'm spooking frogs. They're jumping into the water. I'm still scanning that area where I see somebody's head poking up. Yeah, somebody's looking at me. Yeah. What the hell is it? It's only 15 meters away. And something is... It looks dark gray from this angle. It's kind of big. It's bigger than a mink. Is it a Mati? Yeah, it's a Mati! I see you, Mati! You can't hide from me! I'm the Mati master! Mati! We found a Mati! He jumped back into the little tree area there. Let's go back around. Let's go back around to that side. Oh, he's probably very thirsty. Why is he so scared of me? He knows that I am the friend of all Matis. He can't be too scared of me. Let's get back over there a little bit and see if we can't see him when he comes back out. Oh, yes, finally we see a marmot. Yay, Matis. Haven't seen a marmot in a couple of days, and we sure as heck haven't seen one here in a long time. Oh, that was awesome. I'm back on the land bridge. Where's my dude? Yeah, this is not the best angle for seeing anything. But the good news is I can kind of climb up on the fence here like this and be slightly taller. Oh, he's over there somewhere. That Mati. And he didn't look very big. I mean, Mati-wise, he was just sort of average. Yes! Mati, 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 Mati. He's a chicken Mati, though. He does not want to come out so I can take a picture of him. And you know what? I'm wondering if there's a den back there. That's one place we can't get to. There's no path, and it's very dense. There could be a marmot den there. There's a marmot den about, 20 more meters up the path in the corridor of flowers that always smells so good. Haven't seen a Mati in it for at least a year, maybe two. Maybe he found that den. Maybe he's just having fun on the peninsula here. All right, I'm trying to look over there to where that dude was. And I'm not seeing any more of him. Come down and drink from the water, buddy. I would love to get a picture of a marmot drinking. And you know what's funny is even though I always find marmot footprints in the mud next to creeks and stuff like that, I've never actually seen a marmot in the water or even at the edge of the water drinking or anything like that. Okay, I'm coming back around on the path that leads out to the boardwalk. I'm gonna stand over here again and see if we can't see our dude one more time, because I like Matis. Sneak up here real quiet like, oh yeah, I can see a bush moving. Yeah, oh, yeah, there he is. There he is. He's sitting there. He's barely visible. He's staring right at me while he's hi! He's eating a leaf. He's eating some leaf off some bushes. And wait, where did he go? Did he duck back down? Yep, he's hiding again. Okay, see you later, Mati. I'll let you eat your yummy leaves in peace. Okay, bye-bye. See you later, Mati. Okay, so... Wow, I feel better. I feel vindicated. I've spotted a Mat, and he was very nice, even though he was kind of shy. He didn't want to come out. So I suppose that's okay, because we saw him anyway. And that counts as a Mat spot. What's a Mat spot? Well, if you would listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, you would learn all about techniques for Mat spotting. But we're out of time today, and I gotta go. So go spot some Mats. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Bye. It's 20 hours.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome.